All right. Feel good yet?
I'm feeling good.
I tell you, folks, this is that's the Crown Seekers. The film is by and by. At the film festival this weekend, the man who made the film, who helped create this film in his own mind, as for a long time, I've watched this come together, is Joe Compton. He used to come to the show all the time as one of our folks to talk about music and what's new in music, especially blues and folk and world music and Cuban music. And he is the writer and producer, director of this film, By and By. And it's a film about a dying art, not really dying, it's an art that was hurt by Katrina, but people are trying to maintain it and bring it back. The Crown Seekers is one of those groups, quartets, soul, gospel quartets out of New Orleans. We are joined by James Williams, who's key in this film. You heard him on the guitar and singing. His son Keith Williams here on the drums in this film. They're two of the mainstays of the film. And so Joe Compton, James Williams, Keith Williams, welcome. Good to have you all here on the Mark Steiner Show.
Great to be here, Mark.
Thank you, sir. It's very great to be here, too.
So let me begin first, jump in with the filmmaker, because you've been wrestling with this film for several years now.
Yeah, many, many more years than I expected to.
But it's been, as I said to Jed Dietz, who loves this film, this is been a labor of love for you. But before we turn to the two more important people, James and Keith, talk to us a bit about, I mean, what brought you this film and what you were trying to do here.
Well, I in the many times that I've gone to New Orleans, and I've shared it with you on various shows, I was lucky to meet people who really love music, including the late Michael P. Smith, the great photographer. And he introduced me to so many of what I would call the secret handshakes of the Jazz Fest, the great experiences of music that were off the beaten path. And the Gospel Tent was one of those great experiences for me. And through him, I was impressed that I had to see the Electrifying Crown Seekers perform at the Gospel Tent. I did it in 2004. I was utterly amazed by their talent, the variety in which they performed. They're a traditional gospel quartet, but with Mr. Williams' songs, guitar playing, the range of vocals in the group, there was something really unique there. And I was very, very excited by it, and got to know them, and I was even more excited by them as human beings. So,
it's been a while since I've been at Jazz Fest. I think at the very beginning of it, I was there, but I haven't been there for years.
Mm-hmm.
But James Williams, I mean, this film really captured me as I was watching it again last night with Joe, and we'll be appearing at the film festival, at Maryland Film Festival, here on Thursday evening and Saturday afternoon.
Yes,
we'll tell you more about that. But before I talk a bit about you, and I think your guitar work just blows me away, and it will blow everybody away when they see you work. But talk about these quartets and where they came from, where Crown Seekers came from, what they mean.
Crown Seekers, I would say the style that we have is a combination of other groups. I never liked one of the same. The same style, I wanted to be different. So we could really sing like anybody. I mean, I think that's the style. Because one time I wanted to change our name to the Variety Gospel Singers because we sung so much of a different variety of things. And everybody went along with that, you know?
Mm. Mm-hmm. I prefer Crown Seekers.
Me too. I prefer
Crown Seekers. That was a good career move, Mr. Williams.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But the Crown Seekers, like I said, we started really before 1965 I was with another group, and this friend of mine convinced me to come to this group, but they was calling themselves the Happy Band Singers. So then we changed to the Crown Seekers in 1965 and been at it ever since.
And so and talk about, you have this great definition in the film about what the quartet means.
Well, quartet really is only supposed to be four people, and I think I said in the film about if you could get four people that could do more than one thing, you know, like now a group has to have a lot of members because they have musicians. Most musicians don't sing, but I've been always singing and playing, and my wife Lynn singing, play, and Keith came up singing, playing drums and singing too. So if we could get, you really could take four people. If they could sing and play, and you would have a complete quartet. Back in those days, they didn't have music. They sang a cappella. You know? although we could still sing a cappella. But I'm saying that that's why people have so many groups, so many members. But a quartet really is four people.
And this is this tradition. I remember you talked in the film about how Katrina really almost tried to annihilate this world of quartets, and how survival, everybody was in survival mode, and you're determined to not let it go.
Yes, Katrina really did that. And one of the reasons Katrina did that was because of the musicians for the group. They went away, and then if they came back and the group didn't really have no lot of places to sing, they would go and join the church to try to get some funds, because a lot of musicians don't work. Now, our group are blessed. All of us worked, and we did. We sing on the side on the weekend, but a lot of young musicians don't work, and music is the only income that they have. But that's one of the ways that Katrina broke up a lot of the groups, because they couldn't get musicians when they came back. The church was waiting for them, and they played for the church. Now the church is holding on to them.
Mm-hmm.
But Katrina really did that, you know. But it's not that many groups here anymore, you know. It's Katrina.
And Keith, I mean, I love watching this piece going between you and your dad and your mom and your brother, and your brother's a drummer as well, because you're in love with this life of the quartet. But as a younger man, you have your own visions about where you think music should go, right?
Of course, we all have our own viewpoint, but quartet is my foundation, and the traditional stylings of the Crown Seekers have been that foundation for me, even in my own endeavors. And when I look at music and how it develops and how it matures, or how it's maturing for me. So, I mean, I don't leave my roots, but I understand that, you know, when you plant a tree, it's going to grow its own way after it takes root. But the roots are, you know, holding it up.
There
but
you go.
It grows in a different way. You know what I mean?
I do.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, Joe, we're playing another clip from the film. As I let Joe describe it, I got to tell you that as somebody just watching this film just lifts you up. The spirit that you all throw out there is just more than people can't watch this film just sit in their seats. That'd be impossible. So I think, Joe, yeah, set us up with this next clip.
This is the family, the Williams family, James and Lynn, singing with Keith at a church service in Monroe, Louisiana, which is about 5 hours away from New Orleans. And this is the church that Keith is now a member of. And it's preceded by Mr. Williams sort of lecturing the congregation about the volume level of the accompanying musicians, and then Keith and the three performing a cappella and just turning that church around. It was one of those amazing moments that you get when you really don't expect it. And I'm very, very happy that we have that in the film. There's a secret in this about what this moment is in the development for Keith and for Mr. Williams. But this is the Williams family singing a composition Mr. Williams wrote years ago called Send Me.
Let's do it.
One, two, three, this, sing. Send me.
want to ask you, Mr. Williams, and Keith both, about why you wanted to be part of this film. Why did you think it was important to have this documentary made, and why you wanted to be part of it?
Keith, you want to answer?
Oh, I
want to
answer. Okay.
Both of y'all, that's fine.
Well, it really was an opportunity. I mean, it didn't become, you know, like I wanted to be a part of the film. It was more something that was good for the group, you know, because it put a spotlight on the group as a whole. The talent level that is in New Orleans, Louisiana is second to none. I mean, you can go on the corner and find someone that can sing, you know, better than some people that have recording contracts. So when you come to a small town or a small outskirt town of Monroe, Louisiana, which is an outskirt to New Orleans, and you see a group of people that banded together for one, you know, common goal and one common purpose of serving Christ and to get that message to the world, that's a great opportunity. So when Mr. Joe approached my father and the other group members, because, you know, again, in this, I'm the youngest. I didn't have a choice. Whatever they decided, that's what I went with, you know. So, I mean, that's just kind of where it was. But to get, you know, Christ's message out to the world on this kind of scale, it's a great opportunity. And I'm just happy that we had it. And I'm happy that, you know, God chose our small group to kind of help push that message out to the world.
Mr. Williams?
Well, I am so happy that we met Mr. Compton, because I have been playing guitar since I was like 8 years old, and I've been a lot of places, but no one ever wanted to do anything active if they wanted to do anything with our music. And the group has been singing for a long time, and there's a lot of talent in this group that really people don't even know about. And I think this movie, his documentary, is helping to bring that out, to let people know that there's really a lot of talent in this group. Because normally we go sing, we only get a chance to sing maybe like 15 or 20 minutes, and people don't really know. We have a lot of songs that we don't even sing because we don't ever get a chance to sing them out, you know. And I think this movie is a great, I'm just excited. I am thrilled that I am now, I'll be 69 in July, and Mr. Compton thought enough to try to do something to show some people little old Crown Seekers.
Those of us in our 60s have to stick together.
Right.
So, Joe Compton, talk. This is your first film.
Yeah.
You've got it in two festivals so far.
Yes, sir.
And you're also and the Crown Seekers are coming to Baltimore with this film.
Right. They're going to be playing live at the Tent City at 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon for free. And they'll also be at the Triumph Community Church, 425 West Monument Street, in downtown Baltimore, on 6 o'clock on Saturday for a church concert.
Evening,
6 p.m.
Don't be clear.
6 p.m. I know, 6 a.m. is occasionally a church
time. It
could
happen sometimes. I want to be clear.
I have gotten up at earlier hours film. I mean, I was just amazed. I have to thank first Matt Bowden, my editor and co-director, and David Morley, and my director of photography, and Jed Dietz, and the people at the Maryland Film Festival. And to be a first-time filmmaker, to get into two festivals already, to have people like Skiz from Hit and Stay, the film you featured yesterday, really help us with advice, with technical issues, with last-minute disaster relief, makes me think of what a wonderful, supportive community the Baltimore Filmmaking Society is. And I hope I can contribute something more than just this one to that legacy.
So tell us, as we go out, now tell us a bit, when is your film going to be showing?
It's going to be showing Thursday night at 8 p.m. at the Charles Theater. There are a few walk-up tickets available. The online tickets are sold out, but there are apparently going to be some walk-up tickets available. And on Saturday at 11:30 a.m. at Charles Theater 5, you can still get tickets online for that screening. And please, a wonderful TGIF event will be seeing the Crown Seekers at 5 o'clock on Friday. at the tent or Saturday.
So what are we about to hear as we go out?
This is Evening Sun, an old traditional song out of the Violinaires tradition, and it's good stuff.
I want to thank you, Joe Compton. It is good stuff. It's great stuff. Mr. Williams, this is James Williams and Keith Williams. Thank you all so much. Can't wait to meet you in Baltimore when you get here.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
You too. Travel
safe.
Take care.
Safe journeys.
Okay.
And go to mdfilmfest.com for tickets. Get in line, see what you want to see. Don't miss this 15th anniversary of the Maryland Film Festival. And not just the films we've been talking about, but all of them. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Bobby Marvin Holmes, Stephanie Mavronis, and Mark Gunner. Our theme music is by Walt Matthews of Clean Cuts for WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.